St. John the Evangelist tells us that this miracle of our Lord at Cana was the beginning of his signs. In other words, this is the very first miracle that our Lord works after he begins his public ministry. Last week we celebrated the baptism of the Lord. And after his baptism, Jesus begins to preach and to perform these mighty works, these miracles. And so St. John recounts for us this very first miracle that our Lord worked at this wedding in Cana. And if we're not careful, we read this in simply a very superficial way. It is certainly good of Christ to provide for this couple in a moment of need when they're in danger of a certain embarrassment running out of wine at their wedding banquet. But our Lord came among us not simply to make life better for us on earth, but to call us into the glory of his heavenly kingdom. And so every work of Christ, every miracle that he performs, certainly is done out of a compassion and mercy for people who are suffering in some way, but there's always also a deeper layer to his works. Something about what he does speaks profoundly about the gift of divine life, the call to his heavenly kingdom. And such is the case here at Cana in Galilee. What our Lord says and does, he says and does for a particular purpose and meaning. To help us understand the deeper meaning of Cana, let's reflect a little bit on the elements that are present here, water and wine. Two elements that we see every time we come here to Mass on Sunday. Wine brought forward in the offertory procession, and water also brought to the altar. There's a moment in the Mass in the offertory that we can easily miss because it's very simple and quiet, but the deacon or the priest, as he prepares the chalice, pours into the chalice wine and then a little bit of water. And when the minister does that, he prays quietly in a whisper, a simple prayer that reveals to us the meaning of that action in the Mass and also the meaning of water and wine here at Cana. He says, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. You see, Jesus Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, became man. St. Athanasius says this early in the church, that we might become God. Our Lord took our humanity to himself so that he could give us a share in his divinity. And the water and the wine here in the Eucharist signify this. The water is a sign of our humanity. It's something very basic and ordinary. And the wine is a sign of the divinity of Christ, of God's life. And as the water and the wine are mixed, we recall the incarnation of Christ and the gift of divine life, that he has come among us to give us the wine, if you will, of divine life. Remember what happened on Pentecost. When the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, what did people say of them? They're drunk. They were intoxicated, if you will, with the very life of God. And so that gives us an understanding of what our Lord is doing here at Cana. You and I should see ourselves as these stone water jars. And we are filled with water, with human life, with our natural existence. But now Christ has come to transform our ordinary human life into something sacred, to fill us with the wine of divine life. How does this come about? How do we come to experience this transformative power of the grace of God? It's by heeding the words that Our Lady says to the servants today. Do whatever he tells you. It's by our humble obedience to the word of God that this work comes about in us, that the water of our human existence is changed into the wine of divine life. Do whatever he tells you. What did our Lord tell us? He called us to baptism. Unless you're born again by water and the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Called us to receive him in the Holy Eucharist. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have life within you. He called us to repentance and the grace of the sacrament of reconciliation when he said to his apostles, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. And he called us to a particular way of life in everything he taught, the Beatitudes and teaching us the definitive meaning of the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount. He calls us to a particular way of life, and by applying ourselves to these things, by receiving our Lord openly in the sacraments, and by striving to live as he calls us to live, he performs this miracle, if you will, of transforming the whole of our life, every ounce of our being. Nothing is without meaning and purpose when we live the life of grace. Even our sufferings and our trials, they are divinized. They're filled with divine life. They're a share in the very sufferings of Christ for the redemption of the world. Notice today, Our Lady tells these servants, do whatever he tells you. And then they do precisely what Jesus tells them. And St. John even gives us this little detail. Our Lord told them to fill those stone water jars with water. And he says they filled them to the brim. They wanted to be careful to follow every command of Christ as fully, as generously as they could. It's that same spirit that we are called to have in our humble obedience to the will of God. Not doing what he tells us begrudgingly or out of some mere sense of obligation, but out of a profound desire to experience that transformation he offers. We give ourselves to the smallest detail of his will so that we can open ourselves to that transformative power of his grace in our lives. 2,000 years ago at Cana, water was miraculously changed to wine. Here, before us, every Sunday, our Lord takes wine, and in an even more wonderful way, he changes it into his very blood to nourish in us that divine life we received at baptism, to fill us anew with that intoxicating grace of his Holy Spirit. So we meet him today in this Holy Mass. Let us heed the words of Our Lady, striving to do whatever he tells us without any reservation, without holding anything back, so that we can truly experience the power of the transforming work of God's grace in our lives. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.